All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 87 in this American History program of History at Our House for the elementary class. As we talked about yesterday, we are moving into our final month of classes, and we are going to strive to bring together everything that we have studied this year and try to kind of bring American history into a nice package at the end for us to remember and to work with as we continue our learning throughout our lives. And part of the ability to do that is to have immediate access in our own minds to a certain set of facts that helps us to anchor our awareness. And so I call these anchor facts, and we have discussed them many times, and you have a pretty good understanding of them, which we will continue to expand upon over the next month. But indeed, in addition to that, what we need to do is what the technical word for it is to automatize those facts so that you know them instantly. All right, so we're going to do facts practice for the remainder of the school year on a daily basis in order to help you with that and continue our anchor fact discussions as well in order to make sure that the facts practice that we do is not a meaningless exercise. When a lot of people think about history, and like your parents, for instance, will have taken history classes when they were younger, and they were told to memorize a whole bunch of stuff and put it on the test, and I'm sure that they remember that painfully, as I do, because their teachers didn't really know what facts to choose and made them memorize a whole bunch of useless stuff, and it was never any fun at all to learn history. We are very, very selective in, of course, in History at Our House. We're focused on the important facts. And so I don't ask you to memorize hundreds of facts. I only ask you to memorize a few. And then you can learn and grow from there. All right, so for those of you who are ready, including those of you on the recordings, we are going to do Anchor Facts Practice 2A. The lower L have 4 questions, the upper L have 7, and you are going to get 4 minutes to do it. And, of course, if you finish ahead of time, the way that I did this before was I had an online timer, right? I just remembered that. So if I go and do an online stopwatch, I'm going to bring that up on the screen, and we'll go ahead and run that again because it's kind of fun. And so, stopwatch, here it is. I'm going to share my screen with you guys, and we will initiate the process. And again, for those of you on the recordings, I'm not going to have you listen to 4 minutes of dead air time. So I'm just going to pause the recording while we do this, you'll just notice that the stopwatch hits 4 minutes when you come back. So if you're going to do the exercise on the recordings, remember, just go ahead and pause the recording here. Okay, so I believe everything is in position. So we're going to go ahead and start. So for those of you who are ready in the live class, on your mark, get set, go.